Hi, Darwin Gross here. For the last 9 years of my life, I've been involved in a long-form project that has redefined my life, the Art, Music, and Technology podcast. It moved me away from the slapdash network discussions about the differences between Roland models towards discussions about how musicians became the artists that they are, who their influences were, and how hard they worked to achieve the results that they get. I decided not to limit the breadth of the interviewees, sometimes choosing to talk to musical artists, but also to sprinkle in a strong dose of academics and their exploration into sound and MIDI, instrument builders, learning about the translation of ideas into physical constructs, and even agitators, the people that spurred the industry forward with standards expansions like the original MIDI, but also the recently added MPE specs. Through all of this, I decided to be more of a listener than a questioner because I thought I'd get more out of the discussion that way, and it worked. By giving people free space to talk at a technical level they were comfortable with, the interviews ended up with a real conversational tone that became the sound of AMT. While I wish this could continue, I am afraid it no longer can. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer and began treatments and procedures that have left me greatly fatigued. Initially, I was able to move forward because of the exceptional tools provided by Libsyn, Rev.com, Patreon, and others. I had to trim back production by about half, but that didn't seem to bother the listeners. But, unfortunately, early last week, it became clear to me that my health complications will prevent me from dedicating the time and concentration to AMT that I strive to achieve. As a result, I will be discontinuing the podcast production permanently. Interviews, transcriptions, and related files will remain where they are, and Libsyn will continue to maintain the audio files for me. I've sincerely enjoyed interacting with the many interviewees and the listeners. I would still love to hear from each and every one of you, and you can contact me at the same email addresses, darwin.gross@gmail.com. ddg@cycling74.com, ddg@darwingross.com. Thank you, and let's talk again soon.